I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It's a pleasure to speak to Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace about something that's not war and desperation. And we have a topic, American technology. The Financial Times asks the controversial question in Europe, can Europe break free of American tech supremacy? The subhead explains, the continent's dependence on U.S. groups for digital infrastructure is causing growing concern among executives and policymakers. Well, the homespun way of responding to this is, what are they doing about it, Judy? Everybody complains about Facebook and X, but nobody does anything. Are they ready?
Well, the European Commission, that's the executive of the EU, is slapping on fines of how Facebook and Meta are exploiting their position in the European Union. But we've heard this before, the whole technological gap between the United States and the Europeans. We've heard it before. What is Europe doing about it? Europe has a huge problem. And one is the very few successful companies that are doing tech on a very, very high level. SAP is one of the few. Secondly, Europe lacks a kind of infrastructure, an indigenous infrastructure to promote the kind of technology that will compete with the United States or even reduce the dependence on Europe, on the United States. But you just wonder, can the Europeans ever? It's not even a question of catch up. Do they have the huge financial resources to actually do this? They know what is at stake. The dependence, the direction the American system is going, the kind of intrusion, the kind of helplessness in some ways that Europe is facing when it comes to these extraordinarily rich tech companies who seem to be more concerned with making money and expanding their huge bases across the world rather than seeing any kind of more positive, I don't want to use philanthropic, but more positive elements of this huge infrastructure. But to answer your question, the Europeans talk about it, but it's a bit like the coalitions of the willing for Ukraine. Are they willing to deliver in terms of rapid investment? And remember, they need skills. They need a skilled workforce and skilled CEOs, skilled industry bosses to push this through, and all three are lacking.
It is not a good thing to watch all of this turn into a dominant California story. Even America is unhappy with that. I've told you that. I've conveyed the anxiety that comes with the political conduct of very famous billionaires. Musk comes to mind. So does Zuckerberg. There's a long list of them. We know them well. And they throw their weight around at political events, and it's disturbing. However, right now we're talking about Europe can respond. For example, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google control two-thirds of the European cloud computing market. That means there's a lack of investment in server centers. That's not about fighting open chat GPI. For innovation or monetizing. That's just basic government investment, or at least providing tax advantages for private companies to build server farms. What's holding it back, Judy? Is it money? Is it worry? Is it risk? The other day, Rachel Reeves made a telling remark to me saying, we've overemphasized risk and underemphasized challenges in our markets, and that has resulted in us never getting ahead or never even catching up. We hold back and wait. And now she was talking about the London market. I understand not all of Europe, but is that something that is true in France and Germany as well? Too much caution?
Not so much in France. I mean, President Emmanuel Macron has been pushing, really, really pushing to get these high-tech companies off the ground. And he's investing in them and he's encouraging industry bosses to do something about this. But I think there's a fundamental risk attitude. There's a fundamental lazy intellectual attitude. Well, they've depended so much on the United States and they complain about the United States and the Californian so-called high-tech mafia, whatever you want to call them, kind of modern oligarchs, but it's all very well complaining, but they have to overcome risk and embrace innovation very quickly. And innovation is the key to all of this. Innovation and shaking off this fear of making mistakes or not being competitive enough or even just failing. And they should overcome the fear of failure and really embrace what is necessary. And as Reeves says, it's embrace challenge instead of being sulky about what's happening over the other side of the Atlantic.
I come home to Berlin here. Herr Merz campaigned on saying he was going to address this issue and not rely entirely on manufacturing the 20th century, but look to developing his own Silicon Valley. Is it happening? Is that something that can quickly happen under Herr Merz?
No, it won't. He held a meeting of about 50 bosses in the chancery yesterday, Monday here in Berlin. And yes, and he said, you've got to invest. So they pledged, you know, 630 billion euros investments spread over a couple of years or per year. Actually, it's peanuts. And what was not reported was this was already committed investment, but it's old investment. And also it's coupled with still subsidizing the car industry. It's not doing enough for dealing with the climate issues. And above all, it's not looking at the twin weaknesses of the German economy, reliance on the rare earth materials from China and reliance on America as the security guarantee. And this is why the relationship with the Europeans and the Americans is so flawed. Europe can complain as much as they want about Donald Trump and his tariffs and what he says about Russia or Ukraine. But at the end of the day, it goes back to their technological dependence. Europeans are still completely dependent on the United States for security. This is the big challenge that Europe has to deal with, plus the technological one.
And quickly, 30 seconds, Zuckerberg made headlines by saying he's ready to pay up to $100 million to win engineers away from ongoing AI. Is that a number that Europe can play for? $100 million for a tech leadership to jumpstart your AI? We have 30 seconds.
Europe is so far away in AI. It's part of the rhetoric now. It's part of the language, but they're not going to come up with this kind of money. What they do fear is an extraordinary brain drain if Zuckerberg is actually offering these huge sums of money. The key thing is keep the brains in Europe.
Judy Dempsey, Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough. With Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to tracemineralz.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.